In this episode, back training, exercise selection, and possibly more. You never know.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 687 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Sleazecast, Pumpcast, Pimpcast, and Jackcast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Let me fucking fix this camera. What a fucking piece of shit I am for not having this camera on point. For shame, Papa Swole. Let me move this over. What a fucking jabroni. What a jabronicus. It's like I have everything battling for real estate. Welcome, everyone, to episode 687. Oh, man. Things that go on behind the scenes. Je have no idea. Welcome to 687. I'm about to get my pump on, so I'm amped up. I'm fired up. I'm fucking ready to rock. And today is back day for me, so I decided today is back day for everybody. We're going to talk about back training. We're going to talk about the daily sleaze. But on the back top. On the back tip, the back top, on the back training tips. So exercise selection, what you like to do for back, what I like to do for back, how you should structure your back training, how could you structure your back training, maybe how you like to do it, maybe how I like to do it. And we discuss, we do questions and the answers, and we get into it from there. We're going to do some call-in stuff tomorrow. I didn't feel like, it just didn't work out today. I don't want to set up everything right now. I still have to bring some other things in here in order to make that a little bit easier to do. So tomorrow I'll set that up and I'll have that ready to go. So we'll do a call-in show tomorrow. Remember, if you want to take down the number so you're ready to call in tomorrow for the call-in show, Daily Swole will be 1-833-B-SWOLE. Everyone, 1-833-B-E-S-W-O-L-E. So 1-833-B-SWOLE is the number to call in tomorrow. So we'll do a call-in show tomorrow, and that'll be cool. But, you know, in the meantime, you could do your text-in show. You can ask questions. And Papa Swole is going to get his pump on. We're going to do back. So if you have any questions about back training, drop them in the comments below. We won't be here all day, so make sure you get those questions up there now. That way I can answer them. And I just wanted to go over a couple things about back training. Welcome, everyone. Let me just give one final welcome. Live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, Triple Live Broadcast, as you know it. And you can also find Papa Swole on Twitch. You can also find, not the Daily Swole, but you can find all other awesome stuff on Twitch and the podcast for the Daily Swole, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. 1-833-B-SWOLE. That's right, Anna. That's right. You got it. So tomorrow you can call that up. Tomer, Levy, good quality. Yes, indeed. Papa Swole is on the Swole Cam right here. M60 on Instagram. Biceps, float some hearts. And if you're watching on YouTube and you haven't given a thumbs up yet, why are you wasting everyone's time? Float some hearts, float some thumbs, and make sure you like and share the broadcast. If you're afraid to share because it's long or people that follow you are a bunch of pussies, then share it anyway and stick it in their face and make it known that they have no gains, they have no life, they don't enjoy some good quality bearding. So make sure you tag them anyway. If they don't like it, don't tag me. He swears a lot. Fucking tag him twice. Tag him three times. Just tag them. Fuck at them. Tag their daughters, their sons, their dogs, tag their grandparents, just tag fucking everyone, their family. Just take them, just tag the fuck out of them. Be a tag raping. Just fucking tag them up. Tag them all. Tag everyone. Oh, let's see. Genevieve, got my arm pump on this morning. Now catching you live while I clean the house. Well, I'm cleaning house. Papa Swole is ready to, I need to clean. I just did. It feels like every time I clean, I have to clean again. So I'm feeling a little flat. I ate well today, but I'm ready to go get a pump on, and I'm going to crush my back. And those of you that are not doing the basics, this is for you. Back training should be revolving around rows. You should do a pulling, a high pull, a low pull, a moderate pull, go for width, go for narrow, but what is best? And the answer is there is no best. I'm here to answer questions. I'm really not even fucking here to talk about back training. I really don't give a shit. I just completely mentally punched out. I don't even feel like, I don't know. I'm not feeling the vibes. Should we talk about back training? Yeah. All right, fine. So one thing that I do like to discuss about back training that I think, you know, everyone's always worrying about what exercise is the best. We all know that rows are important. We all know that rows are the foundation. Everyone pretty much knows that rows are the foundation for back training. But when it comes to rows, when do you do rows and what kind of rows do you do? So, for example, I did legs yesterday. Those that follow me on Instagram stories and stuff, you know that I did legs yesterday. Okay. So because I did legs yesterday, I am not really in a position, or do I want to do any kind of like barbell bent over row, because my legs, my lower back, you know, you do legs heavy and squats heavy, you're going to be sore and fatigued. And it's not wise to do bent over rows the day after legs, for example. So depending on your schedule is going to depend on what exercise that you choose. So for today, perhaps it's a seated cable row, perhaps, oh, actually it's going to definitely be one of my famous, of course, I didn't invent these things, but one arm low lat row, which is going to be a great exercise breakdown that I'm going to post up in Swolenormous X for sure, that really crushes your lower lats down by your ilium, down by the base where the origin is, by your hips and your thoracolumbar fascia. That kind of stretch is really important for that width and for that sweeping movement of the lats, because it goes all the way down to your hips. It starts at your hips and inserts onto the inside of your humerus and your arm. But a rowing movement that might be supported. So if you did legs, for example, myself, I did legs yesterday, I'm not going to do a leg supported back exercise. And just because rows are great and barbell rows are great doesn't mean that if I'm feeling fatigued or if my glutes are sore, my legs are sore, doesn't mean that I'm going to crush my legs again by doing bent over barbell rows. I just won't stress myself if I don't feel like it. So I'll leave that up to you. If you did legs on, let's say, Friday, yesterday, and today you're doing back as well, just keep in mind that you don't necessarily have to do a leg supported back exercise. You could do a one arm row off a rack, off a bench. You could do a cable row. You could do a one arm cable row. You could do a supported cable row. You don't have to do the standard two leg, two arm cable row. You could do a one arm, one leg cable row, play around with the angles, but you can do a different type of row that's supported. That way you don't stress your lower back as much. That way you don't stress your legs as much if you're fatigued. So that is an option. Don't feel like you are not getting a full back workout if you're not doing a completely free bar row. Maybe you want to alternate that in your weeks. Maybe you want to change how you stress your body from week to week. That way you can still get in your barbell rows, because that's a real basic, really important exercise. But don't think you have to do the same exercise every single week. As long as you have that core foundational rowing exercise, I feel like that's going to be more of the win than necessary, than you need, rather than I have to do barbell rows every week. And then comes into the play of deadlifts. Some people really feel that deadlifts is a leg exercise. Some people like to use it more as a back exercise. Deadlifts honestly can be done on their own day. So I'm not going to sit here and say that deadlifts are a back exercise. Deadlifts are as much a back exercise pretty much as squats are a back exercise. Like, they work the back. Can you make the argument that it's a hip dominant exercise and that it's more for legs deadlifts than it is for back? Yes, but I mean, obviously you're using everything. So squats are pretty much a total body exercise. Deadlifts are pretty much a total body exercise. So it's really about where you are in your programming, where you are in your experience, where you are with your scheduling, when you're doing which body part, because you don't want to overload and be beating the fuck out of something. You don't want to do back and then legs and then deadlifts. You're just going to be overtraining and putting yourself at risk because you're not recovering as much between sets. So what's your favorite back exercise? Let's put that in the comments below right now. What's your favorite back exercise? The ones that I really enjoy wide grips. I really enjoy wide grips. I love playing with the underhand grip. I think underhand grips are fantastic. A lot of people say to avoid them because it gets the biceps more involved. I don't feel that way at all. I feel like I actually isolate my lats a lot more. I don't have that issue with the biceps working too hard. And you can also adjust where you get that kind of tension or where you get that kind of activation by which fingers you're pulling with more. If you're putting more pressure on your ring and pinky finger, or rather your index finger, you're going to get different type of activation with whether it's the biceps or the lats. And that's just my opinion, because you'll pull your arm a different way if you're pulling with your fingertip more, your index finger, rather than the bottom of your hand, rather than the pinky and the ring finger. So there's a lot of different subtleties with the back. And obviously the back is a big roadmap. It's a huge area. So rowing like this with your arms out, pulling down like this, pulling down narrow, pulling down wide, going really wide, going from a low to a high. There's so many different subtleties. There's so many different angles. You can't really say one is better than the other, but it's important to have some type of a high pulling down movement so you can get that scapular depression really locked in, so you can get that good stretch, so you can get that full sweeping motion of the lats and that nice V taper and that wide sweep. You can play around with narrow grips, with wide grips. What I find, as you guys are keep on putting down your favorite back exercise, I find that the most important thing is that you don't have compensations. Because if you have compensations, you're going to be hitting your biceps more. You might be hitting your triceps more. You might be hitting your shoulders more. You might not feel as much in your lats or your back. So if you're not activating your scapula, if you're not activating your lower and middle traps, if you're not doing your floor cobras, if you're not doing your prone presses, if you're not activating those scapular retractors and those depressors, you're going to have maybe some trouble neurally activating your lats. And that's just from personal experience. A lot of you, and I don't know if you are one of those people, make sure you drop in the comments below. Do you feel more in your shoulders or your biceps when you do back? Do you feel it more in your biceps when you do your back? Or do you have trouble feeling that pump in your lats? Is that something that you'd struggle with? And in the meantime, while you drop some comments, got some cool updates coming. Probably on all three platforms, going to do some, probably a preview on Instagram. I'll probably post it on Facebook and definitely on YouTube that new Driving Well Gainings are going to flow like the water. So make sure that you check out those videos, drop comments below when I post them. And if you want certain topics addressed for the Driving Well Gainings, make sure that you drop them in and make sure that you respond, like, share, but drop in the comments under those videos. That way, your topic may be addressed. Current events, anything you want, and you're going to see a lot of anger, a lot of rage. Going to have a lot of fun with that playlist. So those of you, a lot of you came into this realm from the Driving Well Gaining. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're probably familiar with that. And even some of you on Facebook or Instagram that watch that content. So remember, YouTube, at Swolenormous, check it out. And you can check out that playlist. It's up there. And there's going to be a lot of videos I'm posting all over. So make sure you check those out and stay tuned for that. Just giving you a heads up in the meantime. How do you lose lower body fat? We're not talking about that right now. Biceps for some reason. Let's see. I'll get to some of those questions if I have time at the end, but let's keep it on topic for now. Did alternative arm lat pull down the other day and loved it? Alternative arm lat pull down. Do you mean you did one arm at a time only, or you did left and then right, left and then right? I love doing unilateral back exercise. I love doing one arm. And that's another difference in your training, is whether you're doing a one arm exercise or a two arm. And I would definitely mix those up. I would definitely mix those up in terms of whether you're doing a one arm, because you can get more of a stretch with a one arm than you can with a two arm. So for a one arm pull down, let's say you're doing a lat pull down, if you can get one arm, you could really stretch. You can get more range of motion, because with two arms, your body is going to default to the tightest side. But if you really get into it, as long as you don't have compensations and you're doing it wisely, you're not overstretching or overlengthening the muscle under too much tension, you can get a lot of a big stretch doing a single side rather than two arms all the time. I struggle feeling the burn in back. Genevieve, what are your thoughts on plank rows? I'm not a huge fan. I never do plank rows myself. I don't personally like them. It doesn't mean I don't have them in any of my programming, but personally, I don't do those in general. It depends on what the purpose is. But doing a plank, like, you mean like a renegade row like this? I don't know. It depends. It depends on how the program is designed. If as an exercise by itself, it depends on what you're trying to do. I think that's more of like a cool balance circus trick rather than, are you going to build the most muscle? Like, bodybuilders don't do that. And the reason why I talk about bodybuilders, not that that's the only way to train, but most of you are interested, or you're watching, or you're trying to build more muscle mass, or you're listening on the podcast, you're trying to build more muscle. And if you want to build more muscle, you need to stress the body in a certain way. You want to overload the muscles. Now, you're not going to overload the back, not really going to overload the back muscles by doing a plank row. However, by doing a plank row, you're also working other things. You're getting the core activated, of course. You're getting your other arm, your stabilizers, maybe your shoulder stabilizer. So there's other purposes. And the reason why you do like them. Yeah, the reason why I'm saying that is because in terms of building up your back, it's not the best exercise. It's just not the best exercise. Could it be exhausting? Sure. Is it working different parts of your body? Is it working more, I would say more muscles than just a regular standard row in that sense? Yeah, it could be better for an endurance exercise. I think it's great for, let's say if you're at home and you don't have a lot of equipment, for example, like heavy equipment, it's more challenging. Like you're going to be more fatigued. You're going to challenge more muscles if you're at home and you only have 20-pound dumbbells rather than when you go to the gym. But you can't, obviously it makes sense. You can't say that, all right, renegade rows are a great exercise for back. Well, what about 90-pound dumbbell rows? You're not going to do 90-pound renegade rows. I mean, unless you're a beast, but I'm not going to do 90-pound renegade rows. Maybe I could do 30, 40, 50-pound. I don't know. I've never tried to go heavy on those. But I'm going to build more muscle and develop more muscle mass by going heavier on a single arm row rather than a renegade row. Like at the end, as like a burnout. But like I said, it depends on your goal. But that's not solely a back exercise. You could do a push-up there. You can go back and forth. But if your goal is to build muscle in your back and you're really trying to develop the most muscle mass, it's not the best exercise. Again, like I said, if you're have it in a program where you're doing some type of endurance training or an endurance section, it can be applicable or it can have some more purpose, but it's not a staple. I wouldn't say it's not a staple. I never do it in my own personal training. The book, when I say the book huge, the book laid on yesterday, the huge written by Flex was like the huge. The book, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never read that book or heard of it. Let's see. I feel biased depending on hand position. Yeah, and everyone's going to be different. You're going to be different than the next person. But just that you're aware that there is no like cut and dry, like this is the way to do back training. There's no other option. It's not like that. The back is very, very subjective. Not everyone wants to try to develop their traps a lot. Not everyone wants to get wider lats. Not everyone wants to have a V taper. But I will tell you one thing in terms of back training. One thing is when I've been trying to build size, you know, when I was really trying to bulk up and build a huge foundation, I never focused on the front. I never focused on only chest. So many people get into the gym and training and it's just about just chest, bench pressing, curls. I always focus my training on the back, the glutes, the legs, the back. And that's why I have a well-balanced physique. And looking from the outside, some people might say, oh, you're not that big. I'm well-balanced. I don't have tiny legs. I don't have tiny arms. I don't have tiny chest. I don't have any muscle that's tiny. I try to keep it proportionate, which is the beauty of bodybuilding, which is why I promote bodybuilding and I promote yoga, because bodybuilding is not trying to get as huge as you possibly can. It's about having the right proportions and balancing out the body in all aspects. And then when you add in yoga, you're tying everything in, the moving meditation, the relaxation, the decrease in muscular tension, the physiological benefits, you know, psychological, physical. So you get so much variety when you attack the body in that type of way. So let me see, what are some good ways to warm up the back? Yoga flow, upward dog, downward dog, the dead hangs. How many of you do dead hangs? Just go onto a pull-up bar and hang for a minute or two. Those are fantastic for helping to open up the shoulder, but a dead hang, not bending your knees. So if you do it at home, it's going to be hard to do that. But at the gym, just grab and hang. I usually do a couple of those, a couple rounds of some dead hangs for a minute or two. You could do your internal external rotation, some prone press, upward dog, downward dog, like I said, just some cable rows, pinching. You could do some, like I said, prone press or YTAs or scapular or scaptions. You know, with the dumbbells up to shoulder height or even maybe a little bit higher if you want to grab lighter weights. So those are, you know, when you're warming up the back, you're really warming up the shoulder. You're really warming up the shoulder. So the dead hang is going to open up the shoulder joint. It's going to allow the lats to lengthen. It's going to get your grip strength activated. I also like to do my wrist, not my wrist roller, but my TheraBar and my gel web so I can activate the extensors and take pressure off the elbow because I'm always typing, texting, and stuff like that. So it's important just to warm up the shoulder and the rotator cuff. One thing that I can recommend or encourage all of you to pay more attention to, when it comes to back is that end range of motion. You never want to let the arm yank forward. It's always great when you're doing a cable or you're doing any kind of a a full range of motion exercise, to have like the support, let's say the stack, let's say you're doing a cable, right after, like, let's say you're going full extension, maybe like a millimeter or two past that, like you're almost touching the rack. That way you're not like at risk and you have to get up and like drop the stack or something like that. You're always close to that end point. So it's like having the safety bars up on the squat, a millimeter or two under your deepest squat. That's where it should be. It shouldn't be a foot below. It shouldn't be too high where you can't go down all the way. It should be just where, like, if you couldn't make it up, boom, like it's right there. You should be as close as possible to protect you. So you never want to be at risk of getting hurt. If you err on the side of caution with all your training, no matter what it is, to avoid injury, to keep you in the healthiest and the safest possible position, you're never going to lose. Now, you might not, you know, obviously with certain exercise and training, if you don't take risks, you know, you might limit your reward. But when it comes to the physical body, taking risks, you have to take those risks calculated, because some exercises are so risky that the benefit will never match the risk. And a lot of what people do for training is a super high risk without the benefit. Like, you don't need to do 50 box jumps. The risk is going to be injury, and the benefit, like, what are you trying to do for a benefit? You're trying to get bigger legs? You don't need to do that. You're trying to lose weight? You don't need to do that. So it depends on what you enjoy. It also depends on what your purpose of doing these exercises and this training. Make sure that what you're doing has a purpose, and make sure the risk doesn't outweigh the potential benefit, because you're not going to get results overnight. It takes time. And the most important thing to avoid falling off and to keep consistent is to keep healthy. And if you're getting hurt and you're always setting yourself back because you're nursing tendonitis, you're nursing injuries or torn muscles and this and the other, you're not seeing progress. You have to stop and step back. You want to keep on moving forward or as consistent as possible. And if you're always stopping to get hurt because you're doing risky exercise, it's going to affect your progress long term because you're always stepping back. Joseph, what's it like snatch? I don't know if you asked a question about snatches. I don't do snatches. I have no desire to do snatches. I feel like my lats are lacking on size. Okay, they might be. I mean, I don't know what that means. You feel like, I mean, sometimes I feel like a lot of things sometimes, but it doesn't mean that it's true. But oftentimes lats can be lacking in size, the width, maybe not so much the thickness, but barbell rows are a standard. Pull-ups are great. If you're not, I don't care if you're trying to bulk up or get leaner, pull-ups or some kind of pulling movement should be a standard. Any kind of pull-ups should be a staple. Negatives, full pull-ups, assisted pull-ups, any type of pull-ups that you want to do. Everyone could do negatives, even assisted negatives, to make sure that you're overloading to build up to do your first pull-up. But pull-ups are essential to be a part of your routine. You know, really for back, for thickness, it's deadlifts, it's rows, it's pull-ups. And it's those other associated back exercises with varying grips that can add in like the spice. You know, you have to have your main course, then you have to have your other things that maybe integrate with that kind of training that can complement those big bulky basics. So you never really have to be without a row. You never have to be without a pull-up. You never have to be without a cable row or a back fly or some of these things, or like a deadlift. Those should be a staple. Those should be in your consistent programming, whether you go heavy or light or higher reps or lower reps, or do them once a week or twice a week. Those are all variables, but they should all be a part of the system. Hey man, I just joined in. What's the topic today, bro? Well, you're 23 minutes late, so read the top. It's back training, but we're almost done. So the title, if you look at the title of the post, you'll see what the topic is, because I put in the title. That way you can read and get the answer. Always warming up that rotator cuff first, for sure. Andrew Olson on Facebook. Levi, is it true your biceps should be the same size as your calves? Levi, I don't know. Is that like, that's like, I think that's one of those theoretical aesthetic rules. Biceps the size of calves? I guess. I don't think that really necessary. I mean, if you wear a t-shirt and shorts, you don't really see your biceps. You see your forearms and your calves. So if you're going to try to get your forearms the size of your calves, it's like where are the forearms supposed to match then? I think there are a couple, but there's some body parts. We've talked about accessory body parts. There are certain body parts that will make you look bigger that most people don't train. Forearms, calves, and your back and your posterior deltoid. So there's certain muscles that will give you that aesthetic appeal. So if you have bigger shoulders, you'll look bigger. If you have more calf development, you'll look bigger. Bigger forearms, you'll look bigger. Everyone tries to do biceps and chest, but those don't make you look huge. It's the ones that you don't normally see in the mirror. But that gives you the thickness, the width, the three-dimensional. Because I've seen people with well-developed chest and abs and some biceps, but they're skinny. So that doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, have that presence. You want that width. You want that thickness. So you don't want to turn sideways and then disappear. You got to have that thickness. You got to work the back. You got to work your lats. So in terms of like your biceps should be the size of your calves, I mean, proportion, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. I haven't measured my calves, but it's going to be harder to grow your calves than it will be your biceps. That's for sure. For most people, arms are much easier to grow than calves are. But that's because of the type of musculature and the purpose of the calf and the purpose of the biceps. But it's something to aim for. Like, you should be proportional. You shouldn't have stick legs and have a big upper body. Because think about it. If you're doing back exercises, that integrates directly to your legs. You're doing a bent over barbell row, you have skinny legs. You're not being supported. Your pyramid is rocky. You have a thin base. You don't have a good support system with your lower body. So that's important. Good questions, fam. Good questions. Let's do this right now, because as we're finishing off, we could do more exercise discussions here on the Daily Swole. Of course, tomorrow, let's just make that clear. I don't have a time for you yet, but follow me on Instagram stories, because I will make an announcement if I know for sure what time will be. But make sure you get that number down, 1-833-BESWOLE. So 1-833-BESWOLE. 1-833-BESWOLE. So tomorrow when I do the call-in, you will be able to call in and potentially get through and get live on the Daily Swole. And then you can ask your question, and I'll just leave it open topic tomorrow, and we'll just do call in, and then you can call in, and I don't care what it is. You could talk nutrition. You could talk about back exercises. You could talk about calves, anything you want to talk about. If I have an answer, or I have an opinion, I will give it. If I don't, I won't. But if you can't get through, or it's just ringing, or you miss it, you know, you can go back and watch it live, and then I'll take a few calls. We took one the first time, but I want to take a couple more tomorrow. So it'll be a quick questions, and then I'll drop the answers, and we'll try to get as many people in as possible. So that'll be fun. How do you feel about deadlifts? I love them. What's the fastest but healthiest way to build your biceps? There's no fastest way, and I don't know what you mean by healthier way, but big and basic. If you want to build muscle, it's basic. It's basic. You got to eat a lot of food and you got to lift heavy shit. And it's basic. Barbell curls. Curls. You want to do biceps? You got to curl. You want to do chest? You got to press. You want to get legs? You got to squat. You got to do, you know, backs? You got to row. And then there's the different subcategories. High position rows, moderate, you know, horizontal position rows, you know, low rows, wide rows, cable rows, barbell rows, one arm rows. Blah, blah, blah. Then you have all the different things, and you have people creating exercise. And then inverted rows, inverted one arm, towel rows. It's all the same shit. It's all the same shit. Like, you don't need fancy stuff. You don't need fancy shit. You don't need fancy exercises. That doesn't mean that fitness is simple. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It gets as detailed and as granular as you want, but depends on where you are in your fitness. If you're just starting out, you don't need to worry about all these different fancy, a ball or, a cable. You need to pick up a fucking bar and pull it into your body. You need to row. If you're new to fitness, you need to press. You want chest? You got to fucking press. You want to get shoulders? Then you got to do side raise. You got to crush your deltoids. You want to do legs? You got to fucking squat. Now, of course, you need to have good form. But that's why we integrate it with yoga. But it's very, very simple. It's very, very simple to build muscle. It's just a lot simpler for a lot longer period of time that no one wants to put in that kind of work. So no one wants to eat the amount of food that it takes to build muscle. No one wants to train as hard as it takes to build muscle. And let me tell you, you're not doing back rows like casually. You're fucking absolutely crushing yourself. Like, it's hard training. Like, the failure is not entertainment. You're doing work in the gym on top of everything else you're already doing for work and family or obligations. And it's relentless. It's relentless. I have not been doing this for a couple weeks. I have not been doing this for a few months. I have not been doing this for a few years. I've been doing this for almost two decades. And no, I'm not the biggest person in the world. I have muscular development, but I have built a ton of muscle. I've trimmed down. I found like the proper weight for me. I'm not injecting steroids into my dick hole. I have no desire to get as big as a freaking brick house. It's exhausting. It's stressful on the body. And after a while, you just have to realize, okay, I don't want to be in a wheelchair when I'm 60. I want to take care of my body. So I'm more into yoga now and meditation and the act of recovery. So I'm maintaining, I'm building, I'm training hard, but I'm being reasonable. I'm being reasonable. So many people that just lift heavy so long, they're crippled. They have bad backs, bad shoulders, bad knees. They're just fucked up. They're just fucked up. I don't want to be huge until I'm 40 and then be fucked up for the rest of my life. Like literally, I have two more lives. As much as I've lived, I got two more coming. Two more lengths of time. I really would like those to be not in a wheelchair or not with injuries. Rich, failure is not for the faint of heart. Intensity is what separates the men from the boys. Agreed. Failure is the difference. And failure, like it hurts. It fucking hurts. You know, it's a defensive mechanism. The body, every signal in the body is telling you to stop because it hurts. You're damaging the tissues. You're causing micro trauma. That's the reality of it. You're causing micro trauma in the body. And your body will recover. And if you expose your body to certain stresses like that over a longer period of time, it'll adjust, it'll adapt, and it will grow bigger muscles to be able to handle that stress better the next time. But you're doing damage. You're fucking the body up. And your body wants to protect itself. Your body doesn't want to fuck itself up. You want to fuck your body up because you want to get huge and yoked, but it's not a 3 days a week job. It's not a 5 day a week job. It's an everyday job, especially if you're trying to build muscle. It's not, oh, I want to eat a lot more calories today because I feel hungrier. Oh, I'm not feeling hungry tomorrow. I'll just eat more the next day. No. It's every day you're giving your body excess. You're eating the right food so you don't look like a fat blimp. Oh, I'm not gaining enough. Okay, you have to eat more. Eating when you're full, eating, like shoving the food in, even if you feel like throwing up, like you're eating and eating and eating and stretching out your stomach and eating and training hard so you don't eat and it's going in vain and you're not using it, and then eating the right foods and eating more of it and more of it and more of it. It's not easy to bulk while putting on minimal fat. It's not easy to do that. You're going to put on fat, but it's not easy to do that without eating a lot of junk food. And eating a lot of junk food is going to cause more harm than good. It could be easier. You could get away with it, but you could put on fat that you can't get rid of in the future. You know, you don't know. You don't know. Hormones change, times, things change. And as you get older, it gets harder to metabolize fat and get rid of fat as you get older. You know, in terms of like your physique, your body stops worrying about its physique as much and how you look, and you start to age. You start to break down. You start to look older. You just become older. And it's not as easy to build muscle. Can you build muscle when you're 90 or 80? Sure. But not as much as when you're 20 or 30. That's just nature. So, you know, we don't live forever and there will be a decline. So how will your decline be? Are you still going to be functional? Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when you're doing your training. Always keep in the back of your mind that consistency, discipline will, consistency is going to pay, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. If you're consistent, you will get better results. But you can't be consistent if you're hurt, and you have to be smart about it. Okay. So there's so much to talk about. I know we just talked about so many different topics when it comes to back training, and we'll get more specific, but if you have more specific questions, drop in the comments below. Let me know what topic you want to talk about next, and maybe we'll get some more insights tomorrow. Remember the number 1-833-BESWOLE, 1-833-BESWOLE, and we will do call-ins tomorrow. So make sure you have that number, save it. So when I go live and I say, okay, we're taking calls now, and the phone line goes live, you can call up and potentially get through for the Daily Swole. We'll do a few calls tomorrow and it'll be fun. So make sure you turn on your post notifications, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, so you know when I go live. Drop some comments, send me a message if you have any questions. And thank you for joining me here for episode 687, Apple Podcast and SoundCloud. If you want to catch all the other episodes, the latest one, yesterday's, is just up on SoundCloud and Apple Podcast. And you can also check me out also Twitch at Swolenormous. You'll see a lot of content there, gaming stuff, and also driving while gainings, which will be posted later tonight on all these platforms. So I'm going to post a lot of shit today, tomorrow, and some new stuff coming in Swolenormous X, working on all those total body awareness exercise breakdowns for the 90-day dash for the Swolenormous X fam. So if you're not a member and you haven't hooked into that, check it out, swolenormousx.com, and I'll be seeing you all in there. So fam, peace my geese, deuce my goose, Papa Swolio, out. Hey, Swole Normous Nation. Just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit SwoleNormousX.com.